monitoring.
KK4RQO. JN4RJN.
Afternoon, KN4JN, KK4RQO. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm just so happy I can't stand it. How about you?
My belly's full. It's cold in the house. Ain't nothing going crazy outside around the farmyard. That's a great day.
Well, it is cold in the house, but she hadn't made supper yet, so... And I've got a very tiny leak in one of the lines running to my hot water heater. And I've tried a couple things to try and patch it. I think I'm going to have to cut that section out and replace it.
Mercy. Well, that's better than a kidney stone. Been there, done that twice, so... Oh, yeah, name on this end's Cody. Charlie Oscar, Dutch Yankee, and we're down here in Cleveland, Georgia.
Name's John. I'm up here in Inman. It took me a while to figure out where the water was coming from. I thought maybe it was seeping through the walls when I got all that rain, but there's a little tiny, like a slit in the PVC pipe. And it was coming out in such a fine mist that you couldn't see it, but it was accumulating water on the floor. I thought, where is this water coming from? And I had a flashlight, and I'm shining it up at the ceiling and up and around places trying to figure out where it's dripping from. And I leaned forward and stepped into it. And I thought, what? And then I finally found it. It took me a while.
Roger, Roger. I know that feeling. I got an old 52 Model 8 in it for Grandpa's, and I was trying to chase down an idle issue the thing had, and I tuned the carburetor. Did a little of this, a little of that. Checked this, checked that. You couldn't really figure out what was going on. And then one day I'm looking at my like, I wonder if I could pop these links at least, because it probably hadn't been touched since it was put together in the 50s. But I thought to myself, I wonder if I can pop these ball and socket linkages apart and adjust them. Well, sure enough, I was able to get it apart. That was a break for me and working together probably here. I cannot believe that's all I have.
I got most of that. There was some static popped in there. Are you mobile?
If negative, I'm here at the home QTH, let's say in Cleveland, Georgia. I run about maybe 25, 30 watts, and I've got it up to about 65. Well, that's what the box says. But by my SWR meter I'm looking at right now, it says 52.52 and a half, give or take. So... yeah, we'll just say for the sake of saying I'm running 50 watts.
Faded in and out there for just a minute, but you're coming in Lima, Charlotte right now, so. Anyway, Cody, I got to go upstairs and see what she's planning for supper and how much help she needs to do that. So, and then look at this stupid pipe and figure out what I got to go to the hardware store and get tomorrow so I can fix it right now. I've got it taped up so that it's dripping in one spot instead of spraying out all over the place. But, so, I'll say 73s to you there, brother, and back on out of here, and you have a good day. KN4RJN, I am clear.
73, KK4RQO, clear but monitoring. KO4TZ something, but you're real down there in the static there, QSL.
Kilo Oscar 4, Delta Zulu Tango, James Collins, Charlie Oscar, Lima, India, November, up here in Walter Grove, North Carolina, QSL.
I know you there, Colin. Let's talk to you there. I think you jumped in there a couple of nights ago with Nick and if we had another station there, and then I heard you in there on the slow scan net last night. How you doing?
Heard you on the Ethernet repeater there, and I figured I'd jump in and say hey to you. Boy, you're really getting out there on that whole 50 watt.
Roger, I'm fixing to connect to the server here in a minute, and so I can get an actual you know, ear on what this thing sounds like so I can get it, try and get her honed in there a little bit.
I always call the echo test server or the echo test conference on this
I barely pulled that out. You pretty much dropped off into the left abyss of the static there.
Just saying how I use the Echo Test conference server to check my audio on this computer. QSL.
Roger, Roger. I hadn't really thought about it. I don't know if it was you or someone else earlier today did it, and I'm like, huh. I never would have thought about that. Usually I'm out there, one else, and they're like, yeah, you're 5'9", now you got some static, and I'm like, if I can connect to the test server, that'll give me a better way to hone this thing in, so, yeah. But, all right, well, we're going to go ahead and let you go so I can get this thing dialed in before the net starts up and before everybody starts rolling in here. But I have to run back up here to the barn in about another... but here in 15 minutes or so, but we'll catch you later on down the log. I'll probably be up there on the 790 here later on this evening if you don't catch me up there.
USL, I got all that. KO4DZT, all be clear. 73s for now there, Cody.
73s.
KO4GZG, W4DJW. You still there? Too late. W4DJW. Clear and listening.
K4RQO, the repeater isn't in use. I'll connect to the EchoLink test server for a minute, and then we'll be clear.
Hey, Cody, W4DJW. Just a piece of information before you do that.
Okay, go ahead. This will be my first time even using this method. Because I have no way to really tell from y'all then what I'm sounding like, other than someone saying you're sounding like it or like that. And if I get a ear on it myself, I can more dial it in there and hopefully nail it down for good.
Hey, Cody, this is Dave. And there's two ways you can do that. You can do it with the EchoLink test server, but that EchoLink test server is a third party. It's you, the test server, and the repeater. There's a better way to do it, and it's a little bit easier. The repeater has its own test server built in. And if you go to the repeater's test server, you don't involve the third-party EchoLink test server. You don't get that blipping back and forth between the repeater and EchoLink. So here's the thing. When EchoLink drops, then the repeater drops. But the repeater, when it drops, it also sends a courtesy tone. A blip. You hear that at the end. EchoLink test server hears that blip, and it repeats it. And then the repeater hears that blip from EchoLink, so it sends that out with another blip. And then EchoLink hears that other blip, so it repeats it. And you can see it gets into this endless back and forth between the repeater and EchoLink test server, which is kind of difficult. You probably heard, I don't know who that was that you were talking to just a minute ago, but you probably heard him earlier in the day when he did that. And after he sends out his message, he's got to kind of time when to send in another one or when to turn it off such that EchoLink test server doesn't have the repeater up when he sends in his command to deactivate the test server. Am I making sense so far?
I did not know that feature was in this repeater. I've heard a lot of things on this thing, but I did not know that. So what would I punch in to activate that test server?
Okay, I was just looking that up while you and he were talking. It's called Parrot. I'm just pulling it up. It's got a number. Its number is 1. Okay. Its ID number is 1. So each module in the repeater has its own ID number. And to activate a module, you punch in, you key up, send out your call, normal stuff. You punch in the ID number and a pound, and it brings that module up. And when you're finished with that module, you key up and you push in a pound, and it unloads that module. So to do the same thing you're wanting to do, but get more direct results without the interference of the blip battle going on between the Echolink test server and the repeater, which is hard to get in between there, right? To avoid that, instead of doing 9999 pound, which brings up the Echolink test server, you would just do 1 pound, and that'll bring up the parrot. Then you key up, say what you're going to say. You know, just give it some audio for a few seconds, or, you know, 15 seconds or some 10 seconds, whatever you want, and it'll repeat, the repeater will repeat that back to you. And then it'll drop. And then you can key up and send in a pound and let go, and that'll unload the parrot. So it's called parrot, and it's activated with a 1 pound.
Awesomeness, awesomeness, man. You just a lifesaver, eh? You are a lifesaver. Thank you. Many thanks, over.
Okay, go ahead and give it a try. It's good to hear people trying out that functionality, because people are normally hesitant to try out new things. It's good to hear people on there that are willing to try new functionality. I'll go ahead and listen, and if you run into any issues, I'll help you out. But it's fairly straightforward. 1 pound to activate it. Do your thing. When you're done, just a pound all by itself will deactivate it.
This is KK4 RQO testing.
Okay, so I was watching the log. All it got was the pound. It didn't get your one. So do your do it again. Hold the one a little bit longer, and then do the pound. It copied your pound, but it didn't copy your one.
For RQO testing, not sure if I connected, but testing 1212. For RQO testing, not sure if I connected, but testing 1212. Now we're on about 24.1 watts, 1212 test. Now we're on about 24.1 watts, 1212 test.
Successful, Cody. You turned it on, you used it, and you turned it off. Good job, W4DJW.
Awesome. Well, now if someone says, hey, your audio's kind of in, I can say, well, I checked it. Everything sounds pretty good, so I don't know. It might be your receive. Last night I was having all kind of issues, and I'm like, it cannot possibly be my radio and the antenna, because I'm talking to this thing for months on the same setting. So, I think it was the other station's receipt, and many thanks again. You know, maybe one day I might get a wild hair and actually be a next draw for one of y'all's nets.
Well, you would be most welcome. Anybody that's willing to make a commitment to being net control is welcome. No problem there. And yeah, I appreciate you learning how to do that and spread it around, you know. I'm not sure who that was that you were talking to before, but he is able to do the test server, the Echolink test server, but, you know, that blip battle at the end is kind of hard for him. And so the parrot does a much better job. Yeah, and your audio sounded good, and you're absolutely right. People oftentimes tell people they don't sound good, but they're not realizing it's not the person that's transmitting, it's the receive on their location. And it doesn't take much. I'm sitting sometimes at a traffic light, and the repeater sounds really, really fuzzy. I let off my brake and let the car roll forward about 6 inches, and it's crystal clear, right? That's the nature of VHF. That's just the way VHF works. You move a couple of inches, and it makes a huge difference. So you're sounding good, Cody. Let me know. Good on QRZ. Look me up if you decide you want to be a net control operator. We'll get you all fixed up for it. W4DJW, I'll be clear after you.
Yeah, I just wrote your call down on my little pad here that I used to use for net control for a net, or for the log for a net over in Tocoa, until I got software put in from, let's see, what is that seller's call? I'm not sure if you're familiar with the software, but November 3, Foxtrot Juliet Papa, have you ever heard of that software?
Yes, that is the same software that we use for field days. We used to link all of our radios together, and you could see when you were entering, you could see what other people were doing at the same time you were doing it. And then at the end, it made tallying up our score really easy. You could just output it to a file and send it up to ARRL, and they tally it. So, yeah, that's a very popular software. And it does work for calling the net as well. We do have our own software that you can download off the website that will, it's being modified so that it'll pull in the pre-net check-ins for you in advance, and it'll let you automatically send in your net report at the end. So it's got a couple more pieces of functionality tailored to our net, but a lot of people use that same one you're talking about, and they do just fine. Some people use pencil and paper, and they use just fine. Whatever suits your need.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I'd probably just same use the logging software myself, because once you get the initial setup, you know, like with me, my first name's Benjamin, but I go by Cody. So once that's fixed in the system, it's kind of nice for the next log to have the entry come in with the correct name the person likes to go by. So I like that a lot better than having to scratch back through the paper.
Yeah, it's to each his own, and everybody's got their own preference. That's what makes us all unique. Anyway, I'm going to go back to my studies. I was studying up on Kubernetes, built a Kubernetes cluster here, and put some Docker containers on it. Got to stay current when you're in the business I'm in. Makes for a lot of studying. I'm going to go back to that, but heard you and just wanted to throw that out there to make it easier for you guys that are trying to check your signal from a long distance away. That's a very handy feature called the Parrot. Pass it along, W4DJ, WClear.
The station name was Colin. I couldn't think of it off the top of my head, but I forget his call. If you're still out there, my friend, if you caught that transmission there, yeah, check it out there. One down a little long and the pound a little long so it'll catch it. And then when you're done, just hold down the pound for a couple of seconds to disconnect.
Roger that. Appreciate the information. And you know, I apologize. I didn't know that before there. Sorry, I've been using echo control. Appreciate you sharing that information.
Hey, Colin, let me see if I got it. Hey, no need to apologize, all right? No need to apologize for that. You're doing the right thing. You're exploring, and that's what ham radio is all about. So no need to apologize there, but just giving you a little bit of information about what's going on there and what was making it difficult for you, so it'll be easier in the future. And I'm only doing that because Elmer's did that for me when I first came into the hobby, so I'm just passing it along. I'm just one of many that pass it along. Continue on the learning curve. It's a lot of fun. W4DJ, WClear and listening. Did you catch that, Cody? I'm not getting that transmission very well here in Greer. Did you pick him up?
No. Background, but that's about as that's about all. I could hear his voice, but I couldn't make out what he was saying. It was about 95-98% static.
Same here, Colin. If you're hearing us, we're not picking up what you're saying. W4DJW. Got you that time. Clear and monitoring. Same here, W4DJW.
Same here, KK4RQO.
pretty low in the white noise call, and all it got was a pound sign. It did not pick up your one. Try it again. Hold the one a little bit longer. You got a lot of static in there, and that kind of makes it hard to decode DTMF with all that static. Yeah, it's not able to get the one. It gets the pound sign, but not the one. I can turn it on for you if you want me to.
That's fine. I'm on a 5-watt power bank. I probably should be able to hit the repeater anyway.
Okay, up to you. I'll go back to listening. Thanks for trying, W4DJW.
So what you do, W4DJW, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Delta.